Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 7th. I'm reading from a new version today, the New King James Version. I have a study Bible in this version, and I want to use some of the notes as we go along. We are going through Jesus's life in this section of our study from creation to new creation, and today we're in the Last Supper. What I noticed in this passage is that Jesus made preparations even before he sent his disciples to make preparation. And as the Lord sends us into this new day, he knows what we will experience, and he will be right beside us. Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." So they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. There, make ready." So they went and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Remember early on as we were going through these passages of Scripture, we talked about the covenant with Abraham, then the covenant with David. Well, there was another covenant that comes up in Jeremiah chapter 31, and it's called the New Covenant. And it's mentioned here, Jesus says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." So I thought it might be good for us to go back to the New Covenant passage, which is in Jeremiah 31 and verse 31. Something new and exciting is happening. Jesus says, "You know, I had this covenant with your fathers in Israel, and now I'm making a different kind of covenant, a new covenant that will be even better." Let me read about it, starting in verse 31 of Jeremiah 31. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And so as we think about the new covenant and what it means that we will have forgiveness of sins through the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his blood that was shed on our behalf. It also means we have internal renewal of heart. If we read on in the New Covenant, it says, "No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. meaning that you do not have to be a priest or a Levite in order to understand God and to have an intimate relationship with God. Each of us, from the least to the greatest, can have our own relationship with God in community with others. We don't want to lose that at all. That's why they were celebrating together this communal meal. But also the last little point in Jeremiah talks about the forgiveness of sin. Let me read for you the last part of verse 34. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin will be remembered no more. What a great promise that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He forgives us of our sin through the shed blood of His body on the cross. Today is Missions Monday, so although I would love to just talk about that forever, we need to move forward into talking about one of our missions partners. 1040 Connections exists to cast hope to unreached peoples so that they can hear, experience, and multiply the good news of Jesus. Now, if you're wondering about the term 1040, this is the area of the world between the 10th and the 40th degree north latitude, marking the boundary of the least evangelized region of the earth. And so currently, 1040 is ministering in countries such as Bangladesh, Nepal, India, and Israel. And they have three prayer requests that they'd like for us to remember today. They want us to pray that they would find and secure a national coordinator in Israel or Jordan to begin new ministry initiatives. They want the Lord to provide good and reasonable office space here in the U.S. And then they want us to pray for an individual who is reaching the unchurched in India. We want to pray for her protection as she does this work. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you make preparation for us, that you are in the work of going before us. Whatever we face today, Lord, we thank you for the confidence that you are all-knowing. You are ever-present. You are all-powerful. We thank you, Lord, for the new covenant where each of us can know you from the least to the greatest. We pray, Lord, that that intimate knowledge would not be taken for granted, that you would help us to have humble hearts, understanding that none of us can mine the depths of who you are. And yet, in the person of Jesus, we see you on display. And so we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that we see him humbly serving and giving his life. We pray, Lord, for our partner in ministry, 1040 Connections, all the prayer requests that they have listed for new space, for new workers, and for protection for their workers. Bless and keep them, Lord, we pray. We thank you, Lord, that you love them more than we could ever care for them. We thank you, Lord, and we trust you, and we know that you are about your work in this world, and we pray that we would come alongside you. Give us in this new day renewed sense of hope, renewed sense of mission, renewed sense of your presence with us. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.